Hi everybody, it's Ato Mithun here and welcome to a special edition of A Sporting Discussion brought to you by our very good friends at the Australian Baseball Alumni. Now the Australian Baseball Alumni do a truckload of work to promote and develop the game of baseball in Australia. Check out their website at www.abpaa.com. All the news you need to know about Aussie baseball is there, all the national teams of any age group. There's content about the Australian Baseball League, there's tips and coaching advice as well. Why not check it out? And while you're there, pick up a membership because every little bit of support is really, really helpful. Now, I'm really pleased to say in this episode we're going to be speaking with one of Australia's greatest baseballers, Luke Hughes. Luke recently made the big move west to east from Perth to Melbourne after 17 seasons with the Perth Heat and six championships, mind you. He's played Major League Baseball with the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland A's, and he's one of only 120 players in Major League history to have hit a home run at his first at bat. Luke's come over to Melbourne to work for Baseball Victoria as Commercial Operations and Marketing Manager. We had a pretty good wide-ranging chat. I hope you enjoy it. And I'm joined by Luke Hughes. How are you, Luke?
Not too bad, mate. Just enjoying this lovely Tuesday afternoon here in Melbourne.
Yeah, brilliant sunshine in the morning and rain in the afternoon, I believe.
Yeah, it looks like it's actually going to storm up tonight. So I've got a few local club games supposed to happen, so I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get those in tonight.
All right, well, let's get down to business. Now, you made the tough call to move west to east from somewhere you've been part of the furniture around September when you left Perth Heat, come over to play for the Aces, but you've also taken the role as Commercial Operations and Marketing at Baseball Victoria. What's the early impressions of life down in Victoria since you've arrived?
Yeah, obviously very welcoming. So, you know, obviously it was a very, very tough decision for me personally to pack up my life and my girlfriend's life and move across to Melbourne. And, you know, one that we discussed that extent for a lot of months and essentially in the end, made the decision to, you know, come over here and start something fresh and dive into the world off the field and get involved in, you know, starting to get involved in the baseball operations side of the game and something that I'm passionate about. Obviously in Perth, I was like after the high performance role, but as it was only a part-time role, it wasn't really going to pay the bills long-term. And I've got my ideas of what I'd like to do in my life. And with this opportunity that popped up, you know, it's a fantastic way for me to start the transition, from playing into the administration side of the game.
And you've got some good people with you as well, with Justin Huber at Baseball Victoria and at the Aces. He knows what he's doing in the admin side. And Alex Pellerano has come to the Aces this year, who you'd know from Perth. How's that tracking with him? You'd be familiar with his work.
Yeah, so Justin's been fantastic for me. Personally, I played with him on the national team. I played with him with the Twins organization. And, you know, it was basically me who reached out to Justin in regards to a potential move to Melbourne. You know, he helped facilitate that and put a job together for me and made it, I guess, pass through all the powers to be to essentially get me here to Melbourne. So, you know, he's been fantastic and continues to be a huge support for me as it is something new in the area that I haven't done before. So we talk on a daily basis and, you know, he helps me through it all, which is great. And obviously through the office there, you know, we've got a good little vibe going on in the Baseball Victoria office now. It's a bit of fun and starting to really enjoy that side of the game. And, you know, with Alex, you know, Alex from Perth days and that's something that obviously have that connection with him.
Talk us through a day as Commercial Operations and Marketing in Baseball Victoria.
Yeah, obviously, so I split my role between the Melbourne Aces and Baseball Victoria. So at this stage, the Melbourne Aces are probably the more important at this stage. Things will start to transition to looking, you know, to find some sponsors for Baseball Victoria and their programs from Little League, Senior League and Junior League. So once we kind of get settled in here and the season's all underway now, I'll be able to start to turn some of my attention to hopefully finding some new sponsors for Baseball Victoria. But the first month was basically getting out there and meeting as many people as possible. John Deeble was fantastic in helping in that regard to meet all the right people here in Melbourne. He's so well connected and has helped me out immensely throughout my first month here. So can't say thank you enough to him and to Justin for connecting me with all the people. So, you know, we're on our way. We've brought on some new sponsors this year, Tango Visuals, Trust Fab, APEC, Electrical. So, and obviously we are returning sponsors with Quest Flemington, who have been a huge support to the Melbourne Aces for so many years and continue with their support with obviously opening up a new Quest Flemington Central just across the road from the race course. So, yeah, we've got brought some new companies on board and hopefully to continue to add to that as, you know, we value all our sponsors.
Yeah, it seems to be that's the theme across the ABL this year. There's a whole new bunch of businesses and organisations getting on board. I think they're realising the reach they can get from getting involved in an Aussie baseball team. You agree?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you know, there's been a lot more money injected into the sport with private ownership and with their connections in the community and stuff. So for me, I turn to my local community, my local networks that I had within Victoria and within my local club baseball. You know, and a lot of guys there were more than happy to assist and in any form of way for the Melbourne Aces brand to help continue to drive it. Obviously, we know this year is a stepping stone into next year when Simon takes over the team and, you know, everyone's excited to see the direction that the team's going to head into. You know, so obviously this year, you know, Baseball Victoria and Baseball Australia, you know, run the organisation and we are excited for Simon to take over.
Yeah, that should be good. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that to see what comes for the Melbourne Aces. Take things onto the diamond. You've started off on fire again after round one of this season. You're hitting ABL career highs last year. Still playing at a high standard. What's the thinking as time rolls on? You're spending a bit of time on first base, DH. You still got a couple more years in you?
That's the plan. Probably 2 years ago, I hit a bit of a speed bump in my career, not knowing if I wanted to continue to play the game. I had a shocking year and was pretty disappointed with the way it all went down. But, you know, when you have the chance to step away from the game for, you know, 4 or 5 months in the off season just to kind of refresh the mind and all that, you know, I gave it another opportunity to play another year because I didn't really want to go out on that note at all personally. So last year, obviously, got back after it, had a decent enough year and you know, from now on, I'm year to year. You know, I'd love to get through to the 2020 Olympic Games if my standard of play is at that level still, which I really hope it is. But, you know, time will tell. Obviously, Dave Nielsen's come aboard as the new Australian team manager and, you know, obviously hopefully speak to him in regards to what the future holds, not only for myself, but for the other players floating around the country. So for me, get through this year, win a championship, have some nice time off in the winter and reassess again. So my goal is 2020. I've wanted to play in the Olympic Games ever since, you know, I was a child and growing up playing sport and all sport. That is the ultimate dream. So unfortunately, a little bit too young in 2004 and 2008 didn't qualify. So, and then with baseball out of the Olympics, you know, I've kind of just a bit of bad time, I guess you can say. I got to play in 4 WBCs, which is obviously very, I've enjoyed every single one of them and arguably a bigger baseball tournament, you know, so that's 2021. So we'll see if the girlfriend lets me continue to play or not.
Oh, but yeah, I can imagine. I was going to ask about the Olympics, but yeah, it sounds like you're really passionate about trying to get there in Japan and getting help the team get there because it's a pretty tough road to qualify for an Olympics in baseball.
Very tough. No, it's going to be very tough, mate. And, you know, obviously my role might evolve in the next couple of years. You know, I'm hoping that I'll still be at the standard to be able to play. But, you know, if it is in a different capacity, you know, maybe it's not as a starting position, but as a more of a mentoring role. But, you know, I like to, if I do feel like I am still good enough and can play at that level, yeah, I'd love to be able to get over there to Japan and continue to play.
Mm. Now, you mentioned the word mentor there. Now, at the Aces, you've got mentors in the team and above you with John Deeble, who you've mentioned before. You taking many tips and ideas here and there from what he's got?
Yeah, Deeble has been a close friend of mine for a long time since coming onto the national team, really properly in 2005. So, you know, that's something that he's helped guide me in the right direction in my career. And even to this day now where, you know, I'm starting to transition, you know, not only just from playing but into the business industry. And, you know, with a guy like him, you know, it did make the reason of coming to Melbourne a little bit easier with, you know, him being able to help me in that capacity. You know, obviously got a good friend and former teammate and now current teammate, Alan San Miguel, on the team. And, you know, watching him develop over the last couple of years and seeing it now firsthand playing the Aces, he's taken on a massive responsibility in a leadership role amongst this team. And he's just gone from strength to strength. So, you know, it's been really fun to watch him and how he discusses the game with all the players and how he leads and what he does. So, you know, even Alan's going into a transition in his career too, getting into the coaching world, and obviously with Kansas City being a catching instructor, you know. So watching him grow over the years, as I said, as a former teammate, you know, it's been, and our current teammate again, it's been fantastic to see that since being here in Melbourne.
Yeah, you're going to worry about the admin side of things, or are you going to get a managing itch at some point? Do you feel like doing some coaching here and there, or are you happy with the off-field setup?
Oh, no, obviously in Perth, Tim Canale and myself created a brand, a development and coaching brand, 1623, and that's something that I've always been passionate about, and, you know, helping develop the game and give back to the baseball community has always been one of our number one goals. So obviously over in Melbourne, once things start to somewhat quieten down a little bit, we'd like to kind of dive into that and run a couple of programs over here in Melbourne. And, you know, in the other scheme of things, managing a team, yeah, I'd love to manage the Australian team one day. I think Alan de San Miguel will be our future manager here in Melbourne, and I'd love to help him in that capacity or off the field. But my aspirations are to manage a national team one day and be able to kind of sit there and maybe at Olympics one day be able to manage that team.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. Now, you've got a lot of younger players in the Aces coming through in the MLB farm systems, guys like John Kennedy and Jared Dale. Jared Dale's week one. He's really, really stepped it up from last year. He's come back well improved with his time with the Padres. Do you and Harmon and Huber spend a lot of time mentoring those guys, or do they come to you? How does the system work?
Yeah, it's exciting to see these guys come through. Obviously, John Kennedy's having just a bit of a holiday and recouping after the season. He'll be up and firing for the Aces, hopefully, here in December. Also, we've got Daniel McGrath there as well that will come back. Unfortunately, Sam Street just got injured this year, so we're going to miss him throughout the year. But, you know, obviously, you know, the young Dales, Georgie, Cruzy, we've got a good little core group of young players that are going to be around this team for a very long time. Jared's still got a lot to learn, and he's learning on the fly. He's going to make mistakes. We understand that. That's what all young players do. It's just how we learn from them and move forward in the right direction. So, you know, I do like to mentor. I do like to talk to all the players. That's something that I am super passionate about. But I guess this year now, my position's a little bit different, where there's other guys here on the team that are taking the lead. For the first time, I feel like I kind of can sit back a little bit and take a bit more of a back step and let the other guys do that.
Yeah, fair enough. So free to swing away, basically.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a different position that I have been in. I've loved my time in Perth. I've spent 17 years in that organisation. You know, they're all my best mates, and we've got so many fond memories and championship memories that I'll never be able to forget. It's going to be extremely tough playing them in a couple of weeks. But that's one thing. We'll cross that when we get to it. So, I'm sure the messages will become flying thick and fast in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because it was interesting when you announced you were leaving Perth to come to Melbourne. There's a thinking among the Aussie sports fan that players should stay at one team for as long as their career lasts, but that's definitely out the window over the last few years, and definitely out the window in the ABL this year with the new licence holders and all of that sort of thing.
I think, you know, the player always holds, you know, what they want and what they want to get out of it. My decision to move to Melbourne was an off-field component, something that I wasn't going to get the opportunity to be able to do in Perth and within Baseball WA. So, you know, I would have been a one-club player, and spending 17 years with the team is a little bit different to spending 3 or 4 years with the team and bouncing from club to club. So, being 34 and looking at my future, this is one decision that I did have to make.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair enough. What are your thoughts on the new ABL setup then? The two new teams, new crews, new owners, new or license holders, we'll call them, all of that.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's in the first year of it. I think we can't be too quick to judge. I think the Korean team will get better with time. Starting a new team in an organization is very, very hard to do with, you know, you don't have your cultures, you don't have all that set up. It does take time. We've seen it in the AFL with, you know, the Gold Coast and the GWS. It does take time for these teams to actually develop and create something than what they want. So I'm fully expecting next year Geelong Korea will take stride to stride and they'll be a lot stronger. Same with the New Zealand team. You know, obviously obviously Auckland, same thing. They're in a boat where they're trying to start a franchise, and it's going to take time for these players to develop and be able to recruit the guys that they want. So it's an exciting time for baseball in Australia. I just hope we don't spread our players too thin and create too many holes throughout the organisations and have to fill them with international players. I think we've got to be mindful of the fact it's called the Australian Baseball League, and that's something that we continue to drive and make sure that our players and our local talent have the opportunity to play in Australia and be able to learn and get the opportunity to better their skills. And the only way we can do that is for them to play more games and have plenty more game time. So that's one thing I am super passionate about. And, you know, this year will be, you know, a big, big learning experience for everybody to see if that is actually the case.
Yeah, true. Now, I want to cast your mind 12 months ahead and have a look back. And you've said you want to win a championship with the Aces. That goes without saying. But what does a good job look like at the at this time next year? What would you want to have achieved?
Obviously, looking, working closely with Simon, moving forward, that's one thing. My role is split between Baseball Victoria and the Melbourne Aces, but, you know, I'd love to be able to take on a full-time job with Simon in some capacity in the baseball operations side of it and commercial operations side of it. You know, I am super passionate about putting the teams together, recruiting. I'm also found a new love for, you know, the corporate world and chasing sponsorship. It's something that I enjoy as a passion. You know, it's something that there is the chase there and, you know, connecting with the communities and connecting with businesses and bringing them together. It's something that, you know, I have found a new passion for. So I think somehow making, you know, a joint role there would be fantastic. So hopefully time will tell and we'll sit back and hopefully there's a championship there and we're transitioning to hopefully playing somewhere, not sure where next year, but if it's here at Altona or if it's out at Albert Park, we'll soon find out.
Speaking of things you're passionate about, I understand yourself, Alan De San Miguel and a couple others are all putting your heads together to convene a players association for Aussie baseballers. Why don't you tell us a bit more about that?
Every sporting organisation has a players association. And I think people can find and have the wrong idea of what we're trying to achieve with that. You know, we as a group of players and veteran players that have been around this game for a long time just want to make sure that the player's voice is heard and want to make sure that the right decisions are made. So, you know, for us to, you know, sit back and discuss the different decisions that are made at a national level and an international level, we just want to make sure that all the players' best interests are at heart. And that's something that we'll work towards and continue to work towards establishing some form of players association. It does take time to have everything in a row and make sure everything's squared away. So, you know, throughout our Australian national team, we've discussed it at length, and it's something that within time will be hopefully an institution within Australian baseball and something that, you know, a centralised area, centralised figure, centralised group will be able to give the information that is needed.
Yeah, support for younger players going out and support for the older fellows coming back, because there's a lot of,
you know,
fellows coming back, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that, you know, making sure the guys that return from playing internationally, if it's in the States, if it's in Japan, Korea, you know, Europe, we want to make sure those players are taken care of the right way and the doors are open for them, you know, to transition into, you know, a working life and into a proper job. You know, that's something that we want to help create a better culture with, because personally for me, I fell into that boat a few years ago and didn't know what I wanted to do. And within time, it actually took me quite a bit of time to realise what I wanted. And from there, I've started transitioning into it. But every Australian player goes through the same thing. And if the easier we can make it for them, the better off they're going to be.
Yeah, the support's going to be critical. Luke Hughes, I want to thank you for talking to us on a sporting discussion for the Australian Baseball Alumni. Just before I let you go, have you got an Eagles Premiership poster up in the office? How's that going, Dan?
It's funny, I only got here about a week before the Premiership and chased a couple of tickets really hard. But unfortunately, the price of what they wanted to charge me was ludicrous. So I chose to watch it from a nice local pub down in Port Arlington. So, yeah, big supporter of the West Coast Eagles, big supporter of them for a long, long time. And after everyone basically wrote them off after last season or the season before, you know, to see what they did and the continued, I guess, you know, winning games throughout the year when everyone's kept saying that they will stumble out the line, and obviously they didn't. They played a fantastic grand final and probably one of the best grand finals to play for many, many years. So, yeah, it's a fantastic way to start my little life over here in Melbourne, watching the West Coast Eagles win a championship.
It's going to be interesting watching them play home and away games here and the sort of reception they get from the Victorian crowds. That's certainly one thing.
No, definitely.
All right. Well, Luke Hughes, thanks again, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks, mate.